The ride was very exciting. It went up and down very fast. Everybody cried and shouted. David was afraid.
That wasn't really dangerous. It was really boring, Mr. Bean said at the end.
They left the ride and walked past the machine room. Mr. Bean saw the computers and machines in the room and had an idea.
David, let's go on that ride again, he said. Go and buy some more tickets.
OK, said David unhappily. He felt sick and wanted to go home. Mr. Bean walked into the machine room. Good. Nobody there. He sat down and started to work on the computers.
The ride will be really dangerous now, he laughed.
Some minutes later, David and Mr. Bean were in their seats again, ready for the same ride. And this time everybody was really afraid. People flew out of their seats into the air. But Mr. Bean enjoyed every minute of it. When they got off the ride, he looked at David. David's face was green.
That was great, laughed Mr. Bean. Those computers are much better now.
But he didn't see the policeman behind him. Later that afternoon in the police station, Mr. Bean stopped laughing.
What did you do to those computers, you stupid little man? The policeman shouted. You hurt a lot of people.
Mr. Bean looked down at the floor and said nothing. The policeman walked angrily out of the room. Mr. Bean looked up and saw a mirror. He stood up and started dancing in front of it. Then he made funny faces. But it was a two-way mirror. In the next room, the policeman and David stood behind the mirror and watched Mr. Bean.
You say he's a top man from the National Gallery in London?
Asked the policeman.
Yes, said David.
And he's very intelligent?
Yes,
He doesn't look very intelligent to me, said the policeman. He looks very, very stupid. Now get him out of here, fast!